Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. Today's episode is called The Parable of the Talents, Faithful with What We've Been Given. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space each week for my Christian teacher friends, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to slow down, breathe, and realign your heart with the one who called you to teach. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But on Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this episode to openly share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career, it's a calling. Because Monday is coming, and before we step into another week, we pause here. We remember who we are, we remember whose we are, and we walk into the week anchored. Before we dive into today's story, I want to pause and share three things I'm thankful for today. The first thing that I'm thankful for is that I got to go paddle on the Missouri River yesterday to remember my mom's legacy of love. It was, I was on a stand-up paddleboard out in the Missouri River, and even though my mom never loved the idea of me going out on a river, she understood my sense of adventure, and she's the one who gave me that sense of adventure and taught me to have a sense of adventure and to live your life with adventure, to bring some safety in, but also you can't go through life being wrapped in bubble wrap, all right? So being out there, though, on the water, it felt like a way to honor something that she planted in me. The second thing that I'm thankful for is that I got to go to church, or that I get to go to church really and pray for comfort. Not just, I think about when I go on Sundays, I really try to dig in and pray and ask for comfort. There's something grounding about walking into a church that I love and that space and laying things down before God. And the third thing that I'm thankful for, the ability to give it all to God, especially when life feels overwhelming. When the weight gets heavy, I don't have to carry it alone. All right, let's jump into it. Our focus today comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. The parable of the talents. So Jesus tells a story about a master who entrusts his servants with different amounts of money called talents before going on a journey. One servant receives 5 talents. Another receives 2. Another receives 1. The first 2 invest what they were given and multiply it. The third buries his talents out of fear. When the master returns, he doesn't compare the servants to one another. He simply says to the faithful ones, "Well done, good and faithful servants." Not successful, not impressive, faithful. See, this parable is often misunderstood. It's not about comparison. It's not about competing. It's actually about stewardship. See, God gives different gifts, different capacities, different seasons, different stories, y'all. The question isn't, did you have more than someone else? The question is, were you faithful with what you were given? And teachers, funky teachers out there, that hits home. Some classrooms feel lighter. Some classrooms feel heavier. Some seasons in teaching feel strong and some feel fragile. But faithfulness isn't about ease. It's about showing up with what God placed in your hands. A personal tie here is I just think about being out in the Missouri River this weekend, and it reminded me that adventure, resilience, courage, those were gifts planted in me by my mom. And even when she worried about the river, she understood the heart behind it. That sense of adventure is something I've been entrusted with. So the question becomes, what am I doing with it? Am I burying it out of fear, or am I living it in faith? See, in teaching, talents look like the way you connect with kids, the way you bring energy into a room. Talents look like the way you explain hard concepts, the way you sit with a struggling student. Some teachers, they have loud gifts. Some teachers, they have quiet gifts. But every teacher has been entrusted with something. And Jesus doesn't ask you to multiply someone else's gift. He asks you to be faithful with yours. So that's the direct classroom application here. Now, as I do a reflective closing, I want to say that the servant who buried his talent wasn't lazy. He was afraid. Fear makes us hide what we've been given. But faith says, step forward, use it, trust God with the outcome. Teachers, my funky teacher friends out there, you don't have to carry everything. You don't have to prove everything. You just have to be faithful. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the gifts you've entrusted to me. And thank you for the gifts you've entrusted to us, all of the funky teachers listening. When fear makes me want to bury what you've placed in my hands, give me courage. When life feels overwhelming, remind us that we can give it all to you. Help me be faithful. Help us be faithful. Not perfect, not impressive, just faithful. In our classrooms, in our families, in our quiet moments. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, y'all, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.